Hello everyone. Today I'll be reading you one of my many stories. This one I don't particularly have a name for, but we're going to be reading the first part of it. Okay, here's the first part. "Get out," snarled one of the Gregolims. Adeline didn't move. "If you don't leave," started Oriana, "I'll order a Gregolim to come take care of you." "Why would I cower in your presence, Oriana? I came here to defeat you, not leave. Why do I have to fear?" "Certainly not you." Oriana scowled, and a snake-like smile stretched across her face. She began to laugh. "Look at you, all grown up, acting so brave when deep inside you know you're really not." Adeline didn't deal with this kind of horrible villain. "That's it, Ori. I'm done playing games." A couple weeks before. "Ori, are you ready for the sleepover?" exclaimed Adeline. Oriana was a girl with greasy jet black hair, paper pale skin, black hoodie, sweatpants, and dark circles under sky blue eyes. Her eyes about the only thing that stood out from her gloomy wardrobe. "Why would I go to your house to sleep over? You're popular. You're snotty. Which means you're no good," Oriana seethed. Adeline felt broken inside. "But Oriana, none of that matters. We've been planning to sleep over for weeks. You seemed excited." Adeline began in tears. "Ever heard of acting, Adeline?" Oriana hissed. I was trying not to hurt your feelings, but you gave me no choice." Oriana walked away. The late bell rang, yet Adeline was still standing frozen in the middle of the hall, like there was no other care in her life except for the rejection of Oriana. Adeline's perfect makeup, blonde curly locks, pink dress, and fancy dress shoes suddenly seemed like a pointless dress-up game. Adeline went home, holding back her tears. The next day, when Adeline ran back to school, usually golden curly locks, greasy and undone, usually moisturized, beautified face, filthy and black circles under her eyes. She wore the filthiest clothes she had. She spotted Oriana and ran to her. "See me now, Oriana? You taught me a lesson. And now I can be like you and..." she started. Oriana narrowed her eyes. "Is this what you think of me?" Oriana said. "You definitely haven't changed." Oriana stormed away, but then stopped and looked at Adeline saddened face. "What's your problem with me?" Adeline begged. "Looks are all that matter to you," Oriana hissed and stormed away. Adeline looked down. She came to this school to impress Oriana, and now she'd have to go through the whole day looking like this? No way. Adeline ran out of the school, nearly tripping over her extra-large sweatpants. "Hey, kid," shouted a deep voice. Adeline didn't dare look back. It sounded like the scary principal. "You can't leave your school, long-yay lady. I'm calling your mother." Adeline looked back in tears. "Go ahead. Try, but it won't work," Adeline remarked. "And why is that?" snapped the principal. "Because I don't have one," Adeline screamed in reply. She dashed out of the school into a cave far into the woods. She pulled out her phone because the principal was no longer chasing her. She was about to find directions home when she realized the principal would likely call the police, so she ought to find a better hiding spot. Then she remembered the secret door in the statue in town square. She was sure only she knew about it. Before anyone could see her, she put her hood up and ran as fast as she could into the door. When she went into the room that was under the fountain in the town square, she made room for herself to live there. Even better than home. "Ah, I can change and get a shower and..." There was a noise. She looked out. "Oh, silly me. It's only people walking on the statue." And so it was. For now. She washed her hair to its normal glowing vibrancy, put on her most expensive perfume, and changed into her favorite dress that she kept only in this special room. She applied several layers of makeup. "More beautiful than ever," Adeline beamed. "I don't need that graveyard fool." She assured herself. She rushed over to the printer and made herself an excuse for being tardy that she copied from before. "Let's go back to school now," she giggled, full of her normal joy. When she arrived at school, the principal was about to scold her when she stepped in, excused in his face. He started, "I guess you're excused?" He trotted to class happily until her joy broke seeing Oriana. "I'm supposed to be over her," she ordered herself, but yet she didn't feel any better. After class, she skipped to the next class, hiding the sadness. Oriana chased her. "I think it's time you knew. And I bring you to the real world," Oriana suggested. Adeline, try not to cry at the sight of her, said, "What are you talking about? This is the real world. Why, I would be so sad if it turned out to be fake." Oriana shook her head and grabbed her wrist and shoved her out the door and into the sewer.